I should like to start by telling you something of the tragic life of Robert Schumann, who composed the Blue Grenadiers, but I am afraid I would occupy too much time. The composer's career was so eventful, so interesting, that I shall leave it to you to read over his biography in detail. Schumann's music itself is almost an autobiography, for we do not have to hear many of his songs to realize how darkened his life was with storm clouds. Schumann's courtship alone well illustrates the tremendous perseverance that fate always seemed to require of him before yielding anything to his ambition. In 1836, when 26 years old, the young composer fell deeply in love with Clara Wieck, daughter of his piano teacher, and herself destined to become one of the greatest pianists of her time. Schumann was a romantic dreamer, devoted to art, but not a good prospective son-in-law from the point of view of the girl's father. Schumann did his best to improve his world prospects, but although he soon established a comfortable income, the parents' consent was still refused. At last, according to the German custom, the case was taken before the court, but it was not until 1840 that it was decided in favor of the young couple. The Two Grenadiers is probably the most universally loved of all Schumann's songs. It is a stirring patriotic ballad, one of Heine's romances, which Schumann sets to music of extreme dramatic strength, spirit, and pathos. Each stanza the music changes so as to closely follow the mood of the text. The first is a military narrative, straightforward, blunt, and martial. Then in the second comes the bad news of the French misfortune in war, and what a somber yet manly tone of sadness is expressed in the music. Then we hear the gloomy harmony carrying the words of the old soldier. With succeeding lines, the grief of the first grenadier rises steadily to a perfect frenzy of despair. Who cares for wife and child when the emperor is taken? Then follows the desire that he may be buried in France with his musket beside him. And then blares forth the Marseillaise, most magnificent of all patriotic anthems. Throughout all the last portion, the Marseillaise is heard. And at the very last, we hear the quiet organ-like chord suggesting the death and eternal rest of the old soldier. It is useless to praise such a song, for all praise must sound cheap and inadequate when applied to it. Arthur Middleton is an American singer whose early career made him prominent on the concert and oratorio stage. In 1913, he was engaged by the Metropolitan Opera Company, of which he speedily became a leading member. He is still a young man, and his future is considered decidedly promising.